Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are who? Who? What are you? What are you? What are you doing among the congregation of the people? What are you saying to your people behind when you get outside of the wall? What are you saying? What are you calling on the phone talking about? What are you doing? Are you making peace or causing trouble? What kind of person are you in your home? What you doing to your marriage? What you doing to your husband? What you doing to your wife? What you doing for your children? What you doing for your grandchildren? Are you peacemakers? Do you get behind the scene and talk about your children? Your husband, your wife, your grandchildren? Do you get back and talk about the members, choir members, praise team? What are you doing? You know, the old dress she had on Sunday, she shouldn't have been in it. Did you see it? On the phone. Is that, you think there's peace? Are y'all hearing me? None of these things move me. But I got to move on. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called who? The children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's why I don't care about people persecuting me. Why I used to be so scared of getting persecuted that I wouldn't say that. Ooh, but you better get out of my way. If God said it and want me to say it, here it come. Because I'm going to say it in love. See, the persecution comes to righteous people. But don't bother, because the kingdom of heaven is yours. You're in it now. We've been talking about the revelation of the kingdom. Have you gotten it? All right, keep on, because God is trying to get to it. Blessed are ye when men shall do what? Revile you and persecute you and say what? All manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice! Don't start that whining. Don't start that grumbling. Don't start that complaining. Huh? Who said that about me? Just act like they ain't said a word. Huh? Just act like they haven't said a word. Rejoice! And look what it said. And be exceedingly glad. But you see, people, sometimes they cry over it. Stop giving your attention to that. We're not able to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish, giving our attention to the wrong thing. People talking about it, just start laughing, rejoicing. Hallelujah, I must be doing something right. Hallelujah, and rejoice, have it, and be exceedingly glad. Don't get down in the dumps. For great is your reward in heaven. For so did what? Persecuted they who? The prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. Now the next verse says, you're the salt of the earth. What are you? You're the salt of the earth. See, this, so when you understand who you are, you don't let none of that stuff, that trash Satan trying to throw at you. And I remember so well, every time it come that year, come at that time of year, my daddy would, and when we got older, you know, like in my teens and all that, we were more involved than ever. And our little kid, he had to get people over to help. He had about 5 or 6 hogs, and some of them jokers were so big, it was hard to get them in the barrel, in the drum, and you got to put them in, pull them out, put them in, pull them out. Let them turn him over. And we get all that, and that was my favorite time of the year because I love cracker skin. Ooh, I couldn't wait till mama get them in the pot. But anyway, here's where I'm going. He get all that meat and all those, and he had a called Meat House. And he lay it out, and he get that salt. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They put it out there in that Meat House. And you know that salt will preserve that meat. We eat meat all year long. You are the salt of the earth. You've been sent to save the world. But if salt has what? Lost is what? If you lost your witness talking garbage, all you're good for it is what? Come on, read it. So it is therefore good for nothing but to be what? Cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. And that's what we have let the devil do to us, talking this trash. We are love walker, Bible believer, faith talkers, and Holy Ghost talkers. We believe God. We see miracles, and we are going for the lost. We're not going to be going around talking about the person because they may be an alcoholic, a drug addict, a prostitute, or a homebreaker. We're going to get this gospel to them and turn their lives around because they're lost their mind. They're trying to become a woman. A woman trying to become a man. We ain't going to hate them. We're not going to participate in that sin now. We are looking that devil right in the face. You're not here. You're not going to do that. Not here. Not here in the name of Jesus. But we're going to love the person. And that everybody want to be delivered from it, they come out of it. You know, and we're supposed to go along with it now and be quiet. They want to teach it in the school to our children. It's all right to change gender. Totally ignoring what thus says the Lord. Amen. And he's the only one right. You know. Who's behind that? You know. Now you're gonna be quiet? Uh-uh. We are going to shake this earth and shake this city with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I went where he told me to go. I'll just leave it like that. All right? Usher, come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. None of these things move me. We're going to get there. There's some stuff in your life that you had to deal with and been dealing with. And the devil told you. and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say it. Now, it's going to help you or you're going to get mad. But you're going to find out, when you find out what God has said, you're going to say, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes to these things, because I won't let any of these things move me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and stand up while the ushers come in. We're going to pray. You're viewing us. I know I went over, but I just believe I was led to get to that point. Amen. Amen.